Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, we are 2 hours out from Festivus Friday. The airing of the grievances, our favorite hour of every week. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to play. Go to Q39KC.com. All right, what happened last night on Jimmy Kimmel?
They did a rerun.
Nobody knows, because typically when they do a rerun, they will announce Jimmy is on vacation, Jimmy is not able to make it today because of jury duty. Whatever the reason is, they typically tell you it's going to be a rerun. So now, because of what happened a couple of months ago, people are convinced, since there was a rerun last night, that there might be something bigger going on.
It says personal matter.
Yeah, I saw that there was a personal matter, and, you know, now things
that,
happen.
Things do happen. That could mean anything.
People are allowed to take time off.
You
can't predict when things are going to happen in your personal life.
Taking time off for something like this, there would be notice. But a personal matter, that's one of those things where you just drop everything, say, all right,
yes,
do a rerun, I got to go home.
Let me see if there's an update.
Let's say, God forbid, his mother was in a car wreck or something. And, you know, life happens.
Kid broke their arm.
Yes. And just because he had that well-publicized dispute and suspension or whatever we're calling it a few weeks ago, doesn't mean this has anything to do with that. I think that's where people's minds went.
There have been occasions on this very show where something has happened in my personal life.
Well, when I slammed my hand in a car door.
You had to run to urgent care to be told that it was
urgent.
It was not remarkable.
Had to be amputated.
Things happen, is all I'm saying.
Well, no, I distinctly remember I was sitting when I was living in Roland Park, sitting in the Kiss Cave one morning. I was just watching the news, and I get a call from my best friend Joe's wife, Stacy. And she said, I don't know how to tell you this, but Joe is going through kidney failure as we speak. We've just admitted him to the hospital. I called Dana and I said, something's wrong with Joe. I've got to get down to South Carolina. And because Stacy, his wife, told me, Joe really wants you here.
I'm there.
And it was the first time in my life I drove to the airport and bought a ticket.
The difference, though, is that Dana was on the air, I was on the air, Dan was on the air, and we said, hey, Scott's off today, a personal matter, he'll be back tomorrow.
Well, I think I was gone like 4 days, but yeah.
But beside the point.
But
last night, people tuned into ABC hoping to see Jimmy Kimmel with no explanation. It's not like they put up a, you know, text on the screen that said, Jimmy Kimmel is dealing with a personal matter. Tonight it's going to be a rerun from this date. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be back to our regular scheduled programming. For now, enjoy a best of Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the best of every once in a while.
Well, we've tried that a few times. It didn't work out.
Like when it's 75 degrees out on a Friday, I'm just saying.
Right. Like today.
You do not get to leave work
early. And then we play a segment from March when there was a tornado.
Right.
And we're telling everybody to grab their knees and pray to Jesus, you know?
Real quick, regardless of where you work, have you ever been told that you need to be more pleasant on the job?
Why don't you smile more?
Why don't you smile more? One of my favorite stories I've heard today. Target is now requiring its workers to smile more. As the holiday season fast approaches, Target is urging its employees to add a little more jolly to their work routine.
All right.
Store employees are now required to smile if they are within 10 feet of a shopper.
This is a real problem.
No, follow me here. So if you're 11 feet away...
Is there going to be a smile monitor?
This is a real problem because the closest random big box store to my house happens to be the one that has the bullseye as the logo.
Yep.
I go in there way too often when we need something random.
Yep.
Whenever I need assistance from an employee, I'm like, excuse me, ma'am, do you know where this is? What? I'm like,
okay. Well, Sam.
Do you know where this is?
You could now cite this new story the next time someone is grumpy to you and say, do you know, as an employee, you are now required to smile if you're within 10 feet of me. And there's more. You must also make eye contact with me and wave or greet me.
And we're also going to need you to wear more flair.
This is a security mechanism.
There's one
Sounds
more.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
There's one more. If you are within 4 feet of a Target worker, I'm going to go in there with a tape measure.
4 feet.
If you are within 4 feet of a Target employee, the employee should ask how your day is going or if you need help.
Yeah. We have these requirements at my other job.
No.
If I walk past you in the store, and even if I'm busy doing something else, I am to look up, smile, and say, hey, how you doing?
What if I have to walk by a customer this way one time, and then I have to walk back by?
You smile.
How's your day going today? And then I walk this way, and then I've got to come back. Hey, how's your day going today?
I want you guys on a Sunday afternoon one time, I'll let you know when I'm working, to come on in to my other job.
Yeah.
And count the number of times that I say hello to you.
You know,
I'm always very nice to the QT workers.
This is fake.
If you're in a public-facing service type job, I can understand being required to actually
interact.
Engage and interact in a pleasant way with your customers.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that.
Dan, I don't have a problem with that. But first of all, a couple of thoughts here real quick. First of all, if you're a decent human being,
you do that anyway.
That should come naturally to you to say, hey, how you doing? Is there anything I can help you with? But every time you pass me, okay, let's say you're going, I'm sitting there in the toy aisle looking for a gift for some kid in my life, whatever, and you pass me going down the toy aisle to put something back on the shelf that was returned, okay? And you say to me, hey, how you doing? Can I help you with anything? When you drop off that gift or that toy at the end of the aisle and you walk back, if you say, hey, how you doing? Can I help you with anything?
I mean,
at that point, I'm leaving the store.
I don't know that the return greeting is necessary.
That's excessive, right? But say I'm walking around my other job and I happen to pass you next to the fountain station, right? I'll say, hey, how you doing? And then, you know, maybe I'm mopping the floor, so I'm moving all over the store. And I run into you then over by the wine section.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look at you. I'm going to smile. And I'm going to say, oh, you again. How you doing?
Right. There's a way to
stop asking. It hasn't changed.
But here's the thing. There's a lot of people that are employed at these type of positions that kind of stuff doesn't come naturally to them.
Okay.
That's a fair point, Dan.
There are also a lot of friends who have special needs who are now in some of those positions, you guys. I had a lovely interaction with a young man at the other big box store. And he was, how was your day today? And I go, it's good. How's your day? And he goes, good. And then he looked right at me and he goes, do you have any plans tonight? And I said, you know, I'm not sure what we're doing tonight. And he goes, huh, is the wine for tonight? And I go, yes, it is. And it was a full on every time I would answer. And he'd go, did you do anything last weekend? And I go,
why is this the second time today I've seen you buying a bottle of wine?
No, it was
very sweet. For right now when I go out to the parking lot.
Do you know that
you really need 7 bottles, ma'am?
Right. She's back again.
Ma'am,
Sam,
there's a case limit.
I think there are some store places that force their employees, if you ask, can you help me find this, where they are told you have to say, follow me. Have you noticed that? Some places will go, it's down on aisle 12.
And I always tell people, just point me in the right direction.
I do too, because I feel guilty when someone has to stop what they're doing, and you know it's a corporate policy, and they go, follow me, I'll show you. I always go, no.
Just point me in the right direction.
Just tell me where it is.
But that's what they're there for.
I know, but they're in the middle of something else. I feel bad.
In that job, to get paid for doing that job, and to assist you, the customer,
but
in a pleasant way.
Sam, I'm going to let you comment in just a second. I just want to say one thing real quick. You have ruined me on the QT experience.
Why?
Because now I know that when you guys are asking me how I'm doing or hello, what's going on, that it's fake.
No, it's not fake.
It's not fake.
It's not fake.
It's only bad if it's fake. But to Dan's point, customer service is not something you're born with. In fact, most people, especially in modern society, don't spend their entire childhoods interacting with strangers. So they don't know how to do it.
You have to learn.
Amen. So they need to be incentivized. I don't know about Target, but I do know that at my other job, if a secret shopper comes in and I walk in and say, hey, how you doing? Guess what? I just got $50.
Yeah.
And the secret shopper means somebody works for corporate.
They incentivize it. Right.
Yeah. And so I have no problem with this because all it is doing is boosting the customer experience, which is what Target is trying to do to make them a return customer. I work at this other establishment one time a week for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Do you know how many of those customers know my name? And it's not because of this job.
It's awesome.
They know it because I am friendly to them.
Yeah.
I ask them, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Did you have a good weekend? You watching the Chiefs game?
You're as fake as a $25
bill. He's like, you already destroyed that one bottle of wine. Back for more.
You keep using the word fake as if there's something wrong here. It's not fake.
It's not fake when you pass somebody in the hallway, Dan, and you go, hey, how you doing?
Are you down talking me?
Am I what you?
You just go, it's not fake, Scott.
Is it fake, Scott, if I pass you in the hall and I go, hey, what's up? How you doing?
I mean, there's so many jobs out there.
It's a greeting.
It's a greeting.
If you passed me in the hallway and said, Scott, how you doing? I would ask you, what's wrong? Or are you drunk?
Okay, that's a bad example. But if I pass someone down on that side of the hall, like JR or somebody, I go, hey, what are you doing? That's just a normal human
interaction. I don't disagree with
interaction
that.
I don't disagree. That's not fake.
It's this crazy word. It starts with C. It's called courtesy.
Yes.
I agree with
now,
you.
Now, I don't expect the other person to go, well, my mother's got a bad case of the gout again. It's really flaring up. And, you know, you don't expect when you ask, how are you doing, someone to actually spill.
Even if you're having a bad day, you say, I'm doing well.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah.
And like Sam was saying, this type of stuff has to be taught. People don't really know how to do customer service.
Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go to Dale in Eastern Shawnee. Hello, Dale.
Scott, how you doing? Hey, of course it's a taught response or an instructed customer service. It's weird to think that you would think that every single employee at Quick Trip is just excited to see you every time.
I know they're not. And when they say, hey, see you next time or come back or whatever it is that they're supposed to say, I know that they couldn't care less if I ever come back.
But it surprises me that you think that that is an instructed response.
Wait, say that line again.
It surprises me that you think that when they say glad to see you or come back next time, aren't Quick Trip employees always instructed to say the last word as you're walking away?
Yes.
Yeah. So it surprises me you think that's fake.
No, I don't think it's fake at all. I think I understand what you're saying, Scott, that if you tell Target employees you have to smile at the 11-foot mark, and then you also have to do this at the 4-foot mark.
At 11, they don't have to smile.
Right, that it starts to sound a little like disingenuous. But I do believe what Sam said, that it does not come natural to some people. And if you are in customer service, maybe they are just trying to get everyone in the groove of being a normal. Like, I remember when I first started out, okay? Very first started out.
In what?
In I was shadowing as an intern at WIBW. I will never forget this. I followed a reporter named Kate. She's friends with me to this day. We're friends. And I followed her to interview a tornado survivor in the hospital bed. The tornado had picked him up and dumped him over there. He's arrived. We go in there. I will never forget this as long as I live. I'm pretty good at talking to people. You know that. Like even when I was 19, 20. But she, the way she greeted him, handled that interview, I was in awe. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do that. You learn how you deal with people in a variety of different situations. And sometimes it is by mirroring or shadowing or observing.
Well, and in our business, over the years, I have learned how to work a room like a politician.
Oh, now I'm great
and
at it.
It comes naturally to me. It doesn't bother me. I actually kind of enjoy it. All I'm simply saying is, I don't mind if I'm walking into a Target and somebody says, "Hey, how are you?"
Yeah,
that's fine. Hey, thanks a lot. And Sam's right. That sort of interpersonal behavior doesn't come naturally to everyone. Some people are introverted and just not, you know, social.
Yeah,
and that's okay. And maybe the company, maybe it's to them that the company is really speaking. But when I go into a Target, for example, if one employee says, "Hey, how are you doing?" And I'm like, "Hey, I'm doing great." But then I end up passing three or four others on my way to the back end of the store to get one Christmas gift. And I have to tell everybody that I'm doing well.
Yeah.
See, but that's part of the problem, though, is you have no obligation to respond.
Right. You don't have to. I mean, I hope that you would, because awkward.
Then I'm being rude.
You'd be surprised how many people don't respond when I say, "Hey, how you doing?"
Oh, no, that makes me sad for you.
I don't expect them to.
I just remember Scott Kate going, "Sir, how we doing today? Look at you." And he just goes,
"Did you forget the dust?"
She's like, "Yeah."
And let's not forget the dust.
And then they proceeded to have this very normal conversation about what had happened to him under unusual circumstances.
And she's obviously very talented.
And she's very talented. And I thought, okay, I can do that. But I needed to see somebody else do it.
But you know exactly what she was doing.
And that doesn't mean it's fake.
It's not fake, but it's professional. What she's doing is breaking down that wall to get him to open up once they turn the camera
on. Yes, well, and he had already agreed to the interview. It wasn't like we were knocking on a door. But like, you know, you have to figure out in life how to handle.
She's kneading the dough.
In any situation, and I mean in any situation. It's one of the reasons I quit being a reporter, because there are so many thousands of situations you would never, ever, ever, ever want to have to be able to sit down and talk to somebody about it.
If I got told one more time by a news director to go knock on the door of a mother whose son had been killed.
Well, you go knocking on a door today, you get shot.
Right.
That's the other thing, let's be honest.
How many times in
your
TV
career? Every day.
I remember being told by the news director, "I need you to go find mom, and I need you to knock on her door
and
ask her how she's doing."
And then, you know this, Scott, you become a parent.
To which I respond, "I already know how she's doing."
Yeah.
She's living her worst day on this planet. Her kid is dead.
Yeah.
But don't get caught up in the 11 feet. The 11 feet is just so that Target can keep an eye on their employees.
They had to give them a metric. They're like, "What should we go
because
with?"
Because otherwise you're going to have some employee that's a jerk to some customer and they're like, "Hey, what happened? We told you to smile." "Well, he was too far away."
He was 12 feet.
So they have to give a specific number. At my other job, it's 3 feet. Oh. Within 3 feet of the door.
Okay.
You get a hello.
Now, are you guys instructed to always have the last word?
I love going in there.
Thanks, see you later, or thanks, come back soon, or yeah.
I have never had a single bad customer service experience at any Quick Trip
in
the world.
You know why? Because they dangle a grant in front of the employees' faces and say, "Good customer service, you get a grant."
Okay, so now, wait a minute. What if you said to me, let's say I came into your store, you and I don't know each other, okay, Sam? And I get a bottle of Coke, okay? And you say to me, I pay, and you say to me, "Hey, thanks, come back soon."
Yeah.
And I turn around and I say, "You know what? I will." Do you have to say something else?
No, I'll just go on to the next customer.
So you don't have to have the last word.
My obligation is done. Well, it's all about general customer service,
and
right?
And Sam, you're also good at it. Like, it's not awkward because you're good at it.
If I say thanks, see you later, and you ask me another question, we're going to chat for a second, and I'm going to say again, "Yay, come back."
Do you wish secretly people would stop saying, are those the winning numbers when you print a Powerball ticket?
I say, if they are you going to give me half?
And then are you also tired of them going, yep, I'm going to come right back here and give you half?
So, they never have.
So you guys have secret shoppers at Quick Trip. Have you ever gotten a grand?
A grand, not a grand.
Oh, a
$50 bill.
$50 bill.
I have been shopped in my 10 years, and granted, 7 of those years I've worked one day a week, right? But in my first 3 years when I was working 6 days a week, I got shopped probably 3 or 4 times a year. And they just come in on random shifts, and it's whoever's working. And if you – they check your uniform. They check the conditions of the store.
Your fingernails.
When they implemented the kitchen, they would check the condition of the kitchen. And basically, they're just in there. They're just a random person with a checklist. And they, obviously, they don't bring the checklist in, but it's in their head of how was my customer service experience. And if the person at the register says, hello, thank you, and we'll see you later – and their uniform is in code, they just got $50.
And have you ever gotten $50?
Many times.
Oh, really?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be a secret shopper, but I want to be a secret shopper in Target, and I'll go in there with a tape measure and be like,
I am now 9 feet, 7 inches.
Where is your smile,
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. So at Target, new rule is out this week. If you work there and a customer comes within 10 feet of your presence, you must start smiling immediately.
I think we should all smile back and make it awkward.
If you pass a customer, you have to ask, how are you doing? Can I help you find anything? Janelle in Kansas City. Janelle, good afternoon. Hello.
Well, hi. I'm glad to talk with you today.
Hi, you too.
I'm getting ready to turn 56. I started delivering newspapers when I was 7. My dad opened a pest control business when I was in 5th grade, so I did pest control. Then I did retail and fast food. I am now at a hotel. We have a 12-foot rule and a 4-foot rule. Now, I'm really good because I've been doing it. I can, you know, create conversation, make people feel great no matter what. And my little catchphrase is, yell for Janelle if you need anything.
Yell for Janelle.
Now, the problem that I have is that I go to a meeting and they go over our guest service scores. And I get like $10, $15 if my name gets mentioned in a review. And so they go over, well, Janelle's doing this, and I get 3 or 4. And then I'm told by the general manager that I need to tell my front desk team to be more like me. But they can't be like me.
Why is that your problem, that they're not more like you, Janelle?
It took 56 years for me to be this crazy and be able to talk with people. I can't do anything with 20-year-olds to be just like me.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned you're 56, they're 20. Do you think that this is a generational divide, or is it just that people when they're younger are not as social as they would be when they get older?
I think a lot of it has to do with the cell phone and interaction. Now, I have a daughter who's 25 and a son who's 28. And, you know, we didn't have phones. We had eye contact and talking. But right now, they do not know how to interact.
Yeah.
Because they're always on the phone, and one-on-one person, it just does not come natural for them.
So you think it is a generational divide?
Very well could be, but, you know, we just got to work harder as parents to teach kids how to interact with
Amen.
People and be social.
Well, I got one kid that won't, I mean, you know, not that Maya can't be social and is very good at it, but, I mean, Sarah, I can't get her to shut up.
Can
She'll
we talk
your ear off.
Briefly about the melee inside one, if not more, Starbucks this week?
Are we talking about this stupid mug?
We mentioned it yesterday afternoon.
The barista.
It's so stupid. Is it barista?
Yeah, no, it's bear.
Right.
Bear. Have you seen the video out of Houston?
No.
I said yesterday, and I'll say it again with full confidence, every time I wonder to myself, do we deserve what we're getting as a society
yes.
with all of this stupidity? And then I read a story like that, and I'm like, yeah,
Scott, Google Starbucks Brawl Houston. You will get results.
I can already imagine what it looks like.
So on November 6th, The coffee chain released its 2025 holiday menu and merchandise, including the already viral glass Starbucks barista.
And it sells for $30.
It's $30. I'm not spending $30 on a cup, period.
No. It's selling on eBay for $150 to $400.
You have got to be kidding me.
I sit here and tell you as if...
The novelty cup has caused quite the commotion, with many customers unable to get their hands on one, even some starting fights over them.
People are showing up at Starbucks at 4:30 in the morning.
Including one brawl that made the news in Houston.
Well, Houston's the gateway to hell.
Starbucks has issued a public apology about the supply shortage. Do you think there's really a supply shortage, or do you think they created
a supply shortage.
It is implied, or what is it called? I can't think of the term. Something scarcity. Forced scarcity?
Yeah.
They did the same thing with the Trader Joe's little duffel bags that you could buy for $3 that people were buying for $700 online.
Mm-hmm. Or what about those stupid little keychain things that everybody wanted?
Laboo-boos.
That are now yesterday's news.
Already yesterday's news. I hope you spent $40,000 on a Laboo-boo.
Listen to their statement. We understand many customers were excited about the barista cup, and we apologize for the disappointment this may have caused. Where did we get, and Sam, I know you say, do we deserve what we get? Yes. I will tell you this. During the Cabbage Patch doll craze, people were punching elderly women to get their hands on one of those. Mm-hmm. But that was because this is the it gift my kid has to have. And we're sort of used to bad behavior on Black Friday. This is a cup inside of a coffee store. A mass-produced cup.
Well, but you remember a handful of years ago, when we talked, Sam and I talked about this last night when we read the story, Starbucks came out in the Christmas season with those red and green plastic coffee mugs with the lid on top. People were going crazy.
You can find that at a thrift store now for 30 cents. I don't get it.
I bet they didn't even make it to the thrift store. I bet they're sitting in a landfill.
I agree, Sam.
Exactly where these barista cups are going to be sitting.
Back in my chewing days, I used it as a spit cup at one point.
We're dumb. And Dana, to your point about, you know, people were punched in the face over gifts for their kids, that's one thing. You want to make your child happy. This is just stupid.
Still not okay.
I'm not condoning punching people in the face.
Scott, we saw the same thing with Tickle Me Elmo. What are some of the other viral?
I understand Cabbage Patch Dolls, Tickle Me Elmo, but wait a minute.
At least that's in the name of making somebody happy. This is just a stupid cup.
But if you're racing to the store as a parent, because your kid, God forbid, is going to be unhappy if they don't get Tickle Me Elmo or the Cabbage Patch doll back in the 1980s, early 90s, I'm starting to wonder if you suck as a parent.
People have been arrested for stealing these specialty items. And why are they stealing them? Because you can turn around on eBay, to your point,
sell them
for $400.
Yeah.
And the people don't really want the cups, right? That's the point, is because they think they can buy a collectible. It's the same thing with the little Beanie Babies. What were they called? Beanie Babies?
Yeah.
They were Beanie Babies, back in the day.
I mean, people thought that those were going to be worth billions of dollars someday, and what the most expensive Beanie Baby sold last year for like $40.
My mom still has like
the Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
100 of them, and she's like, these might be worth something.
Are they still in the box?
It's not going to be.
If they're not in the box, they're not worth anything.
Can you apply someone for hoarders?
Yes.
Have you ever considered committing your mother to the hoarder show?
You can.
Where are we on
But you can see a clear path in her. Like, because my dad won't allow the actual hoarding. Now, God forbid something happens to my dad, that house is going to be packed.
What do you mean you can see a path?
It's perfectly clean house. It really is.
There's just a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff in storage units.
All right, that's where I was going to go. Where are we on getting, because your mom has a storage unit up here.
Yeah, she swears that it is going to be cleaned out by December.
December is 3 weeks away.
Right. We'll see.
I mean, if you have a storage facility in a town three states away from where you are, you don't need that storage facility.
That is absolutely correct. I think she's starting to kind of come around to the fact that maybe we need to get rid of some stuff.
Why not call 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Oh, my dad would have done it years ago.
And have them.
It's been 3 years, Scott.
I'm aware.
Oh, there's a much cheaper way to empty a storage unit.
Yeah.
Well, it's called a lighter.
You stop paying.
Scott!
They'll do it for you.
I will tell you this when we come back, because we've not told this story. One of the IT Christmas gifts again this year is the bird camera. I have one. Sam has a dog camera so that, like, when he's at work, he can talk to Barb.
Do you really?
Something crazy.
Don't shame me. Yeah.
I'm not shaming. I'm asking.
Something crazy happened to my mom this week.
Oh, my God.
With her bird. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, because it sort of is like a cautionary tale. You do have to be careful if you're going to get one of those things.
913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I'm here to tell you the bird camera is popular, the dog camera is popular. Mine is solar powered. You just put the little thing up there and the sun shines down on it and the birds come and I get this notification to my phone that I got a new bird friend. Apparently my mother's is USB, plug it into the wall every 12 days, charge it and put it back outside. I didn't even know that that's how some of them are sold.
All right.
So she and her sister are on the same bird account and they both get notifications when there's a new bird. My mother brings the bird camera in to charge it on Tuesday. She sets it down on her nightstand in her bedroom that faces the bathroom.
Oh, no.
What?
My
because
aunt,
when you're charging it, it's automatically on.
My aunt is out at a farmer's market, and she gets a notification, bloop, bloop, you have a new bird friend. My aunt pulls up the live feed of her new bird friend.
Watch your mom pull down her pants and sit down on a toilet?
Scott, she was getting out of the shower.
Oh, God.
She was zestfully clean.
So your aunt...
Yes, is out at a third-party location.
Saw your mom in her birthday suit.
Yes.
Yes or no?
And in one split second, my Aunt Stacy thought they had been hacked. She thought, because they looked a lot alike, honestly. She thought, oh my God, someone is spying on us through the bird camera. So then she kind of looks, she starts watching it in horror.
Yeah, that someone is you.
Goes home and knocks on my mom's door and she goes, Linda, I've got something disturbing to talk to you about.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Shows my mom the video. My mom is like, oh my God.
Mortified.
Mortified. There's also some setting on there that you can share your new bird friends with the public. My mom is like, can you imagine if she goes, how do you delete it? Delete, delete, delete. They were trying to delete it. If you bring those things in or if those things live in your living room, Sam, and someone walks by, it will record whatever you're doing.
So I've got the dog camera just so that I can keep an eye on Barb when she's in her kennel for, you know, upwards of 8 hours while I'm at work. And just make sure everything's okay. And it is positioned in the living room to face her kennel, but it's a fisheye view. So you can see a lot of the living room through the camera.
I've never heard that term, fisheye view.
Now, I'm the only one, and Mary Beth and I are the only ones that have access to it. However, you never know when you're going to be hacked. So I never walk through my living room naked because...
Isn't that a little restrictive for you? Wouldn't you like to be able to walk in your own home in whatever stage of dress?
I do. All the time.
I would be happy to if I knew that there wasn't a chance that I was going to be recorded by my dog camera.
See, here's the difference between the two of you and me. And there are many differences.
You have no shame.
Well, I will walk around. If no one else is home and I know there's no chance anybody's coming over, it's not, I don't do it like all the time, But I'm not. It's not unheard of for me to walk around the house naked, like especially after I get out of the shower and I'm drying off. I'm go downstairs, make a cup of coffee, totally buck naked. I have cameras on the outside of every door leading into the house, but I don't have a single camera on the inside of the house.
Mm, okay. We had them, but they were very expensive to maintain and to have the service in case something happened. And the only time we ever pulled them up after the teenagers grew into young adults, we didn't need it for the reason we thought we did. The only time we ever pulled them up was when someone fell down the stairs or up the stairs. The kids would be like, I fell up the stairs again, and we could pull it up and look at it and laugh.
We have the Ring system, but we don't have the internal cameras.
Yeah. We got it as a deterrent when they were like, you know, if you have kids between the ages of like 12 and 18, it's a great protector of the kids because the kids can tell their friends, we can't get away with anything in this house. There's cameras everywhere.
That's not true. You can go to the bathroom. You're not going to put a camera in the bathroom. That's
perverted. As far as sneaking in, sneaking out, it put an end to all of that. Not that they ever did.
They weren't going to throw a party.
Perfectly in their beds every single night.
If you think for a second your kids didn't sneak out of the house.
We had all the windows alarmed.
Sure.
I'm telling you, we did. And why did we do that? Ask me.
Why did you do that?
Because one of them got out like Houdini. I'm like, oh, I'll show you. Hold my beer.
You think for a second they didn't figure out how to silence those alarms?
We batten down those hatches, Scott.
Sure you did.
I'm good.
Okay.
Whenever a window in my house opens, the whole system goes bloop, bloop.
Yep.
Okay.
It's nice.
We are an hour out from Festivus Friday. It's coming up at 5 o'clock. It is brought to you by Q39.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.